If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Entertainment news, Cindy Perlman-Gaber reporting from Las Vegas. And we have Paul McCartney's first ever duet with Ringo, don't we, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And all these years later, you still need a little help from your friends. Last night, Paul McCartney released his first ever duet with fellow Beatle Ringo Starr called Home to Us off McCartney's forthcoming solo album, his fifth, called The Boys of Dungeon Lane. The song also features Chrissy Hynde and Charlene Spiteri on background vocals. Home to Us is the only track that features a guest drummer. Originally, Ringo was only supposed to sing a line or two, but you know Paul, he talked him into it after they were in the studio and asked him to make it a full duet. And you know, what could Ringo say? Paul, meanwhile, said, in writing the song, I'm talking about where we came from. We have so much in common with the people there. And you come from nothing and you build yourself up. Paul went on to recall, Ringo is from Dingle, and that was well hard, too. He used to get mugged coming home because he worked and had a job. Even though it was crazy, it's still home to us, and there's many fond memories. And this is a first collab since 2023 when they did a song called Now and Then. And meanwhile, Paul's The Boys of Dungeon Lane out May 29th.
Let's listen to a little bit of Paul and Ringo, Home to Us. As Cindy mentioned, Paul's new album will be out May 29th, and it's The Boys of Dungeon Lane, an autobiographical piece of music. Let's go to the movies. What's playing this weekend, Cindy?
Yeah, Blockbuster Weekend, if you're into video game franchises. Mortal Kombat, which I will never see, Bob, is back for a second film. We have Johnny Cage, played by Carl Urban. They're fighting something called the Earth Realm. And the star, Luddy Lin, says, I'm more complex than just a fighting machine. Okay. Also in theaters is James Cameron, big screen biopic that I do want to check out called Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour, live in 3D. It's James Cameron and Billie Eilish right there. That sounds pretty great. But the movie getting the best reviews is Hugh Jackman playing a shepherd whose death is investigated by actual sheep and the sheep detectives. That's one of these little sleepers. Everyone says it reminds them of Babe, and the sheep are super cute. So that's at the movies this weekend. And also Matt Damon hosting SNL with musical guest Noah Kahan, who's so big right now. And one other little tidbit, SNL UK just got renewed for a second season.
And coming soon to the movies, it'll be Brendan Fraser in space this time, huh?
You know, if it's good enough for Ryan Gosling, now Brendan Fraser's going into outer space. The Oscar winner will star in a sci-fi thriller called Starman, not the Jeff Bridges one, a different one. He plays a visionary technologist, Tom Adams, an architect of the future, who launches a historic expedition to Mars, putting himself at the forefront of what they're saying is, quote, humanity's next great frontier. Of course, bad stuff happens on the ship, and Houston, we have a problem, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's due out next year.
All right, now let's get to prequels, sequels, and reboots. Highway to Heaven, new version coming out. When will we see this?
Can you believe it? This proves, Bob, everything is ripe for a remake. I mean, come on. Highway to Heaven, next up, produced by Cindy Landon, Michael Landon's widow, plus a slew of other people. The interesting thing here is it's also the showrunner is Jason Kadams, who gave us Friday Night Lights and Parenthood. So this thing actually has some pedigree. And again, it's going to be about an angel who comes to Earth and helps people with the help of some friends. No casting news yet, but Cindy Landon said she's proud to carry Michael's legacy forward. So that's nice.
Also in the works, Hocus Pocus 3.
You can't keep three good witches down. So this is why Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy will be back as those crazy Sanderson sisters. The original was 30 years ago, but the sequel that they did 3 years ago just on Disney Plus was so crazy popular that the third outing is coming straight to the movies. They're skipping streaming to begin with. And Midler says she'll be in no matter what's happening, and plot details are under wraps, but we can only guess it'll come out around Halloween.
And are you going to the Sphere there in Las Vegas this weekend or anytime soon?
I kind of do want to see No Doubt now. they're getting rave reviews. And if you watch it, you can watch big clips of it on YouTube. It's amazing visuals that they've done. When you walk into the Sphere, it says Anaheim, California, 1987, which is when the band met. And Gwen intros the concert by saying, "Once upon a time, in a land 254 miles away from Vegas, where oranges grow on trees, some kids found each other and started making music in the shadows of the Tragic Kingdom," which is what she calls Disneyland. Hmm. "This is our story." And those foam oranges, sort of like the Wizard of Oz has apples, foam oranges fall from the ceiling. And if you get one, Bob, can you even guess what they're going for on eBay right now?
I'm sure hundreds of dollars, easily.
$500 an orange right now, the first week, if you could sell your oranges. I mean, I might just go for the oranges. What do you think?
Yeah, wear a helmet. Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. Have a good one. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.
And with us this Friday to go over things to do from Chicago's official tourism agency, Choose Chicago, Jason Lesnevich. Hi, Jason. Let's start with music, and we'll begin with the Salt Shed. And that is a great venue, isn't it?
Love the Salt Shed, Bob. It has an indoor and outdoor component happening. This tonight is Disclosure, which is an internationally acclaimed electronic duo, and they'll be playing outdoors tonight there at the Salt Shed right there on Goose Island.
Mm-hmm. And tonight and tomorrow, the United Center has some great Latin music. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Peso Pluma, it's a Latin superstar. He's bringing his arena tour to Chicago over at the United Center. So definitely great concerts there tonight and tomorrow.
CSO, great show as well, right?
Yeah, they're continuing their spring programming this weekend. Has great concerts there at Symphony Center. And as you know, Bob, the CSO, one of the top orchestras in the world, and can't miss concerts there.
Let's run down a few of the theater highlights, starting with the musical at the Auditorium Theater.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Chicago, the musical, is at the Auditorium, one of my favorite theaters in Chicago, and it's happening through May 10th, so just through this Sunday. So if you want to see Chicago, the musical, head over to the Auditorium's website for tickets.
A lot of buzz about a new production at the Steppenwolf. This sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, Windfall. It's a world premiere. It's very musical-based, lots of singing in this, starring Glenn Davis, one of the great, he's the artistic director at Steppenwolf and great ensemble member. So definitely check out their world premiere throughout the month mm-hmm. as well.
And we can't forget the Goodman.
Yeah, Goodman puts on great productions. This one's called Convent. And it is a little darker, you know, it's described as blackout and blood curdling. So definitely a little darker about a young man who left Georgia and is coming back as a blues star.
And we have to be getting close to summer because Buckingham Fountain is going to get turned on this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a great celebration this Saturday from 11:30 to 1. They'll turn on the fountain. They have family programming and really a festive atmosphere there in Grand Park. And really, it really kicks off summer season.
Lots of activity downtown here at Pioneer Court Saturday and Sunday. Tell us what will be going on there.
Yeah, they have their vintage festival at Pioneer Court right there at the river and Michigan Avenue. Great vintage market here with fashion collectibles, records, you know, lots of small businesses participating. So a great vintage festival there Saturday and Sunday.
Last but not least, we have to mention Pickle Fest. It's for real.
This is kind of a new food festival. It is a bar crawl in Wrigleyville, so there's multiple locations. It's a one-day event happening tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission gets you throughout the various bars, so you can sample various pickle-themed culinary delights, I will say, Bob.
It's all about pickles. More at ChooseChicago.com. Jason Lesnevich, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.